Wisconsin has lost more than 80,000 manufacturing jobs over 3.5 years. Governor Jim Doyle recently signed a bill giving $1.5 million to a program which helps small and medium-sized companies become more efficient. But the Manufacturing Extension Partnership Program relies heavily on federal dollars, which the governors say have been hard to come by.
Well, it's amazing how everybody pays great lip service to the Manufacturing Extension Program. The administration certainly does and highlights it as a real success, and yet the budget proposal would cut the funding for it by about 60%.
Doyle would like the federal funding restored. Wisconsin's governor also thinks the U.S. could benefit from a national manufacturing policy.
That's what has been lacking. It's been sort of, gee, I hope that we don't lose any more jobs, and I hope the economy turns around.
Governor Doyle says the future of manufacturing depends on sufficient investment in technology, job training, and enforcement of trade agreements. Doyle says manufacturing companies in Wisconsin and around the U.S. have trouble competing against countries that don't have environmental or labor standards as strict as ours. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.